Oh, wow. There are quite a few here today. Seems I'm not the only bunny girl around. Is it Monday? I know monster girls and boys get discounts on Mondays, so... What? You don't think those ones are cute? Come on. Her fuzzy ears are precious. You're grabbing my arm so tightly. Trying to tell me something? Well, I suppose they aren't exactly like me. I know you like how I can just pick you up and have my way with you. Only if you want it, obviously. I may be as horny as a money girl could be, but I have my limits. Come here, cutie. Let's head to our favorite table. Miss Sissy saved it for us. She texted me to say she chased off Miss Buzzkill earlier. Dang, B-girls never know when to lay off. Saved me some effort having to keep her away from you, though. Ordering your regular. So predictable. Come on, I'm just teasing you. You know I like that. Because you're so reliably good for me in the morning. I enjoyed our little bit of morning sex earlier. I just love waking up to you just begging for me to take you. Of course, I'm always down. To go down. And I always enjoy a good ride. I get to watch you moan and beg for more. I know you had fun. You were all snuggly this morning. I really enjoyed wrapping my arms around you and holding you close. I can tell you're pressing up against me in the booth just thinking about it. Feeling my arms again? Well, I haven't done that much work this morning. I could use a bit more of a warm-up before I head to the gym. Wait a minute. Are you hard? Let me see here. Ooh, you definitely are. You know, I am pretty hungry. Shush now. No one is gonna notice if you keep cool. You're definitely hard. And I love that. Seems you need a little more to be satisfied this morning, There we go. I knew you'd like it. Feeling my strong hands grasp your cock. It feels amazing even through your pants. And you know what? If the server comes over, I'm not gonna stop. Oh, Miss Hissy, yes. Thank you so much for reserving our table. I like treating my man to a nice breakfast, and this is the best spot in town. That and you have the best service I could ask for. We'll just get our regulars. Right, cutie? There we go. Thanks, Miss Hissy. See? She didn't even know that I'm stroking this amazing cock just under the table. Or maybe she did, and likes that I'm taking care of you while we wait for our food. But the real question is, should I take this cock out? That way I could get a better grasp of what you need. Is that what you want? Well, you might have to ask me. After all, we are in public, and you know how important consent is to me. Was that a yes? Louder, cutie. There we go. Good boy. Let me just... Ugh, damn it. Here we go. Buzzkill is here. Hey, B, buzz off. This is our spot, and I'm here with my boyfriend. You lost your chance. He's mine now. Well, if you're upset, then maybe we could step outside and figure things out. That's what I thought. You don't want that, do you? Then leave us in peace, because I'm having a nice breakfast, and I don't want to have to mess someone up instead of cuddling my boyfriend in our booth. There. Are you feeling okay? I know she's mean, but I'm here. I'll just wrap my arm around you and hold you close. Is that better? Good. I'm glad. Plus, it gets me a better angle to stroke this amazing cock. Now, where were we? I was getting you a little more comfortable, I think. Damn, you're so much harder than I thought. I may have seen it this morning, but I miss this cock. It always feels so nice in my hands. I know you love feeling my strong hand wrapped around your cock like this, squeezing you, stroking you, while I pull you closer into a little hug. It's okay. You can lay your head on my shoulder if you want. Does this feel better? You know, I might think you enjoy getting stroked in front of an entire restaurant. Is that it? If not, you can just close your eyes. I know you're tired, and I love feeling your sleepy breaths when you lie on me. It's so cute. Just like those little subtle moans you make when I stroke you all the way to the base and slide my fingers down to gently caress your balls. A load of cum sounds delicious for a pre-breakfast treat. Are you gonna give it to me? Hush now. Don't moan too loud. I love hearing them, but I don't want to draw too much attention to us. Plus, that stupid bee is getting jealous. I think she might see it. She wishes she could have this cock. But you're all mine. That's it. Gentle moans. Fuck, I love it. I love hearing little whimpers when I squeeze as I stroke up and down, rotating my hand around your shaft. I want you to come into my hand, okay? I'm just gonna take my other arm off you for a second, and I'll bring it below the table to catch every drop. I don't want to make a mess. Plus, I want it all to be mine. My cum from my man. I'll stroke you a bit faster. Our breakfast is almost up, and you don't want to cut this short, do you? You need to be rested for your morning meal, and I want my morning meal. Come on, cutie. Come for me. Feel my strong hands pump this cock, slowly milking you. Let it all out. Have a quiet little orgasm for me and shoot it all into my palm. I want to slurp it all up. Oh, I want to eat your hot load of cum so bad. Are you ready? Yeah? Then come. Come for me. Be a good boy and come into my hands. Come on. Come. That's it. Good boy. Oh my. That is a good boy. Don't worry. I won't stop till it's all out. Stroking and stroking and milking. There we go. Fuck, that's a lot of cum. I almost didn't get it all. Luckily, I was ready. You were so good for me. Let me slurp it all up for you. Delicious. You always taste amazing in the morning. I almost want more, but, well, here comes our breakfast. All right, thank you. It looks delicious. Yes, that's everything. We're good. God, this looks good. I'm so glad we came. And you know, I think I want more of what you gave me. Maybe I might want some dessert, if you're up to it at least. Let's eat up, and then I'll eat whatever you have left.